This episode is sponsored by our friends at SongTrust. SongTrust is the world's largest technology solution for global music publishing, royalty collection, and administration. It was founded to simplify music rights management and to remove complexity from the publishing landscape. SongTrust collects publishing royalties for more than 2 million songs with a community of more than 300,000 songwriters and rights holders. Use promo code PUBCAST20 and sign up for 20% off your SongTrust registration.
Hey friends, it's Tim Hunsey with the AIMP Nashville PubCast. We're continuing our series of our world famous mashup episodes, where we ask each of our guests the same questions and then share with you the best answers. Today's mashup is our 2020 takeaways. We all had the same year, one I know I would like to forget, but we all learned something unique. So we're so glad that we asked each of our guests the same questions. First up, we have Robert Briggs with Levity Music.
Well, as we know, COVID's been entertaining. We've been forced into experiencing and trying some new things. And so my new fun question to throw out at people is, do you have a great takeaway from 2020 that something maybe you're going to continue to do? Or it could be on the outside. You're like, I know I don't want to do that anymore. So there's two sides of this coin you could kind of attack it from. But what are your takeaways from the 2020 COVID season we've been in, Robert?
Yeah, it's so much, right? I think to your point, you know, no one could have predicted this 12 months ago. Who would have thought that we'd all be basically working from home? Pretty much everyone I know is working from home, even though I was already doing that. I think the thing that has helped me in this time is understanding the importance of the relationships that I had already built at a time when it's more challenging to develop new relationships. And I think some of that maybe even goes back to the earlier question about advice. I think it hammers home the importance of developing relationships and now just doing that in different ways, because you just don't know when you'll need to lean on them, when people will need to lean on you in their new reality, you know, kind of with job changes, maybe people losing jobs as a result of COVID. I think for me, it's just reinforced the importance of creating new relationships, nurturing the relationships that you have, and figuring out new ways to do those things when you can't just fly to a city and meet with someone in person and have lunch with them.
Next, we have Tally Canterbury with 50 Egg.
The biggest takeaway for me is I think a lot of publishers are getting to see who has a bigger drive to do this. I think COVID has given an excuse to people that are already lazy to be lazier with the excuse of COVID. I say that with tiptoes, but I also think it's given people that are driven even more of a drive to jump in and do more Zoom writing and try to figure it out online and just make it work. While somebody's sleeping on the town right now, the other people are picking up the slack and going, I'm going to send songs in right now. I'm going to try to get on this record, because the amazing thing during all this is artists are home. They're home. They're not on the road and distracted. They're home. They're able to listen more right now. They're able to contribute more. They're able to write more, and they're also able to cut more. So I think if you see the opportunity in it more than using it as an excuse to just not write right now, I think you're better off for it. So I've seen a lot of that.
And now, Charlie Salvatore, artist manager, with his favorite takeaway.
Diversify. As a manager, you know, I don't know how many managers you talked to during COVID, but it's been a brutal year. And you know, that's the reason we set out to find Priscilla, we wanted to find an artist to partner with on the label side. Because I needed something to get up every day to work on, to know that I maybe I'll make $5, you know. And I knew that I could provide a lot of label services support during this time and win that way. For me, it's waking up and during COVID and knowing that we need to diversify a little bit better. It's tough to have all your revenue in one bucket.
And lastly, we have Chris Allred with the MLC.
I've got two boys, 10-year-old twin boys, and the other day I was talking with them about the expression glass half full, glass half empty. And I think I've come away from this last year with a renewed passion for a glass half full perspective, or, you know, sometimes I've referred to it as looking for the silver linings amidst the dark clouds. One of the best examples I can give that relates to us is, you know, when we started, when I joined the MLC in January before COVID arrived, I assumed I was going to be flying around the country, spreading the word about the MLC. I was prepared to just, you know, be on the road all the time. And then everything shut down in March. And then there was this moment where, you know, my colleague Ellen and I, our chief marketing officer, we were wondering, like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to spread the word about this brand new organization and get thousands of people connected to us if we can't even leave our houses? And, you know, within a matter of weeks, all of a sudden Zoom got in on everybody's kind of radar and Teams, and we started to hold webinars online. And a crazy thing happened, and that was that we realized that we can use these online platforms to speak to 100, 200, 300, 500 people at a shot. And it cost us no time at all. So I could be talking to a West Coast-based group at 11, and at 1, I could be talking to a Nashville-based group, and at 3, I could be talking to a national audience. Hell, you know, 4 in the morning, I could wake up and talk to a bunch of folks in Europe. And we could do all that in one day. And so, you know, for us, 2020 became, you know, the year of the silver lining on the outreach standpoint, because we did 100 webinars on the nose, really ramping up around March. And we had almost 13,000 people attend those webinars. I can't imagine how we would have reached 13,000 people if we were out in the world doing this in person. And then when you think about those webinars, Tim, they're so personal, right? Like, you and I are chatting right now and we're on a Zoom screen and, you know, you and I are talking like we were sitting down at a restaurant. And when we do those webinars for 50, 100, 200 people, it's like we can have a personal conversation with 100 people in a way that you never could if you were standing in front of a room full of people doing a keynote. So I feel like we've reached those 13,000 people. Now we're well above 16,000 in the first 3 months of this year. We've reached them in a really personal way. And I think that has helped us share the message of the MLC and help people understand how this is going to change their lives in a far more meaningful way than we ever could have done if we were not operating this way. So that's a silver lining. And I'm grateful that we were able to find that silver lining.
Hey, thanks for listening to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. We hope you subscribe in your favorite podcast platform and follow us at AIMP Nashville to stay up to date and informed in the world of music publishing and songwriting. The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is created by executive producers Del Bobo and yours truly, Tim Hunzi, producer Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter. Thanks again for listening and supporting the AIMP Nashville Pubcast.